98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump moved closer to securing the Republican presidential nomination. He swept nominating events Saturday in Michigan, Missouri, and Idaho. 2 days before Super Tuesday, ABC's Mary Alice Park says he is on the verge.
Tuesday could very easily be Nikki Haley's last stand. There are not enough delegates at stake this week for Trump to technically clinch the nomination, but he could get very close. And if he dominates across the country like the polls suggest he might, he could make it nearly impossible for her to catch him.
The U.S. dropped 38,000 meals from the air into Gaza's. Humanitarian advocates say more needs to be done to get people aid. Large stretch of Interstate 80 in the Sierra Nevadas of Northern California shut down by the blizzard. It's dumped several feet of snow. Highway Patrol to free up to 300 people who were stuck. And today, commemorations in Selma, Alabama, marking 59 years since Bloody Sunday. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Vehicles have overtaken power plants as America's biggest source of carbon emissions. In Wisconsin, the push for electric buses is accelerating. Mike Moan reports.
The city of Racine has made headlines in recent years for leveraging federal funds to add more electric buses operated by its transit agency. And through the bipartisan infrastructure law, school systems like the Palmyra Eagle District have used federal grants to buy a handful of buses fitted with such technology. Susan Mudd is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center, a Midwest-based advocacy group. She says it's encouraging to see this activity, knowing the benefits that come with it.
The children or the riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated into buses.
These models also prevent harmful emissions from floating through neighborhoods, especially when buses are idled. Mudd says this has a positive effect on human health, as well as mitigating climate change, with transportation making up nearly 30% of U.S. carbon emissions. But even with federal support, she acknowledges there are still upfront cost barriers in securing electric buses. Mudd adds that implementing charging stations for larger electric bus fleets can be more intensive than infrastructure for passenger models.
It definitely requires more equipment, may require transformer upgrades, and that is more costly.
Organizations like hers are appealing to utilities to help make this infrastructure more accessible to schools and transit agencies. In late 2022, Wisconsin received more than $25 million in federal support to replace 65 diesel school buses around the state with electric ones. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
More changes for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive. And I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year. And we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Wisconsin's spring turkey season is just around the corner. Most turkey hunters have been at it for at least a few years, but every year there are new hunters joining the ranks, and really safety should be every hunter's first concern. Joining us now from Wausau to talk about hunting safety, especially as it pertains to turkey hunting, is Wisconsin DNR Recreation Warden Joe Mulrooney. Joe, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You bet. What exactly are the duties of a recreation warden?
So our recreation warden team consists of 10 members throughout the state, and what we do is we investigate hunting incidents, so shootings, things like that that happen while hunting, and we also investigate recreational vehicle crashes related to ATVs, snowmobiles, boats, and we also do education outreach. We talk with other law enforcement agencies, youth groups, user groups, work with municipalities, things like that, to improve safety systems out there on the trails and out in the woods.
Okay. Is there special training for this job, or how did you choose this job?
So I chose this job because I've always been interested in recreational vehicles, but I'm also interested in the woods and being outside and working with hunters and fishermen. So as far as training is concerned, we have extra training in recreational vehicle investigation as it applies to crashes, you know, the physics behind crashes and why crashes happen, how to look at a crash scene or a hunting incident scene and put the pieces together to figure out how it happened. So some of us will travel across the country to go to specialized trainings so that we can investigate those types of things and essentially figure out what happened and why.
Uh-huh.
If there's any sort of repercussions behind that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, I don't have the exact statistics in front of me here, but I seem to recall that snowmobile incidents, maybe not this year because of lack of snow, but ATV and recreational vehicle incidents in general have been on the increase. Is that true?
Yes, and I don't have the numbers in front of me either, but I can tell you that especially over the past 5 years when ATV use on our roadways has drastically increased, UTVs are now on our landscape and they're ever-changing, that yes, accidents involving ATVs and UTVs has significantly increased, particularly over the last 5 years for those reasons.
Okay. And before, we will get to turkeys here in just a minute, but what cause, other than increased use and use on roadways, what other factors are involved that have led to that increase?
Alcohol is a factor in a lot of them, not all of them, but quite a bit. Inexperienced riding is a big thing. A lot of ATVs and UTVs are designed to be driven off of highways with tires designed to grip mud and roots and rocks, not hard pavements. So they handle differently than cars on the roads. Not wearing helmets and appropriate safety gear, out riding your limitations as a rider. Those are usually the causes of those injuries and deaths and those crashes.
Okay. Well, let's switch to hunting and specifically turkey hunting now. What kinds of incidents have you been investigating in your career regarding turkey hunting?
Seems like every year we have one or two hunting incidents involving turkey hunting. It always boils down to those four firearm rules, tab K. You know, we treat every firearm as if they're loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. You've probably heard these so many times now.
Yeah.
Be certain of your target. What's beyond it? Keep your finger outside the trigger guard until you're ready to shoot. Almost every incident has at least one of those factors involved. Another thing that I've seen a couple of times now is where somebody in the woods is wearing a color like red, white, or blue, like a turkey head, and they get mistaken for a turkey. Those things do happen, believe it or not. So that's why it's important for hunters to follow those rules, think before you shoot, and it's also important for anyone out in the woods to be mindful that turkey hunting season is going and to wear the appropriate gear.
But turkey hunters wear camouflage. We don't see each other as readily as deer hunters do.
Not only do we not see each other, you throw in other dynamics such as hunting public land when you don't know how many people are out there, where they are, and things like that. Even on private land, people cross property lines all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we just don't know what's out there. We got to be mindful of that.
What should someone do if they are injured or if they witness an injury or even cause an injury or an accident?
When these things happen, it's best to call your local law enforcement agency, and the best phone number to do that is 911. We all know that number. It's easy to do. And the person answering that call on the other line is going to be able to send you the right resources. They'll be able to contact us at the DNR, the local law enforcement agency, medical responders if necessary, and we'll be able to get people the medical attention that they need and also start the investigation process.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned some of the types of crashes that happen. What are the most common incidents you have investigated as far as turkey hunting is concerned?
It's people being mistaken for a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It's people shooting at a turkey, not knowing where another hunter is.
Mm-hmm.
So when people go hunting with others and they split up, that really brings forth the notion that you have to know what's behind your target. If your hunting partner is right in line with that turkey and you fire without checking to see what's beyond, especially when we're wearing camouflage, then we may shoot our hunting partner unknowingly. So we have seen that. It's not all that uncommon. And again, it all boils down to those four firearm rules.
Yeah. If you can tell us, what is the strangest incident you've investigated? Maybe a humorous one that really wasn't as critical or somebody wasn't injured.
I can remember one where someone was wearing some clothing. I think it was on a shirt. It had a red, white, and blue like a flag.
Oh.
And they were walking on some private property. A neighboring private property owner was also hunting their private property. They didn't know each other were there, and the hunter thought that was a turkey. They saw that red, white, and blue. They get excited. Tunnel vision sets in. All of us turkey hunters know that feeling, and they shot and injured the person.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, in that case, they were okay, but it doesn't always turn out that way.
Yeah, for sure. Well, how has this ATV season been? The snowmobile season is pretty much over, if it ever began, really.
Snowmobile season was rough for those snowmobile enthusiasts. There's no doubt about that. I think some places in the southern part of the state got a few days. But ATV season is always alive. It's a 365-day-a-year event, especially with almost all the roadways in rural Wisconsin open to their use. That's always going on. There's always incidents to investigate and people to educate on these things. So ATV season is doing well.
Uh-huh. Okay. And, of course, it's required of young ATV riders to be certified, similar to hunter certification, right?
Yes. Anybody born on or after January 1, 1988 is required to have taken an ATV safety course recognized by our state. It can be from another state, too. And then have that safety certificate with them while they're out riding.
So it's not just kids, it's people in their 30s now.
Yes.
Do you find that parents are sometimes attending these courses along with the kids? I've seen that with hunter education courses.
Yeah, sometimes they do. Probably less than half. But at times, parents will sit in with them, and you know, I think it's good for the kids to see that their parents are involved and reinforce some of those safety points.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Joe, we're going to let you go here, but we hope you have a safe season. And, of course, that's your job to make sure everybody else does or to find out what happens if they didn't. And we hope you get some time off yourself to do a little turkey hunting this spring.
Yes, I hope so, too.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Joe Mulrooney is a recreation warden for the Wisconsin DNR. He's located in Wausau, and as he mentioned, if you're involved in any kind of an incident where someone is injured or there's an accident or you witness one, the best thing to do is to call 911 and the right people will respond to that. Learn more about hunter education, about ATV education on the DNR website as well. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
If you're a muskie angler, you gotta come to the Wisconsin Muskie Expo March 15, 16, and 17 at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center, Wausau. Catch seminars by Rich Reinert, Jeff Van Remortel, Mike Keyes, and other experts. Check out the latest tackle by the top manufacturers. Meet guides and resorts that cater to your passion. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 15, 16, and 17 in Wausau. WIMuskieExpo.com. That's Muskie with a Y.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads. Classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venable from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking, our picturesque trails, to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The 83rd annual Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show at State Fair Park is coming up March 7th through 10th. When you hear this, that's less than a week away now. You'll find information, and you can still buy advance tickets at jssportsshow.com. And that's four S's in there, jssportsshow.com. Joining us now is Journal Sentinel Outdoors editor Paul Smith. Well, Paul, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hello, Dan. It's great to be with you, and that's one S in my name.
And one in mine, so there we are.
we can talk one to one, and it's great to be on your show. Happy spring.
And that's something that two writers would pay attention to, but most people are going, why are they even wasting time on this? Anyway, so, yes, happy spring. It's been happy spring for the last month. You know, it always feels like this when sports show season comes around, but, it's felt like this for quite a while now. You and I have worked this sports show for many, many years. What does it mean to you as a person who goes to the show both for fun and to work it? And what do you think it means to Wisconsin?
Dan, I not only have been outdoors editor at the paper since 2008, I grew up in southeastern Wisconsin, so I went to the show as a kid. I've got a pretty long history with it. My dad used to take me when it was in downtown Milwaukee. And I can remember the impression it made on me. I was walking through, seeing things for the first time, seeing people who own lodges and talking to them about the product that they offer, and seeing these beautiful fish mounts, muskie and other fish, going to the vendors and getting a piece of elk jerky.
Yeah.
And other things that you just don't find at your local store. And seeing celebrities and professionals in the outdoors industry, people who are professional fishing circuits or fishing guides who I had read about and could see them in person. So for me, when I think about the show, it takes me back over the decades to my youth, and I continue to feel an excitement about the show because it allows us to go to a place and actually speak and be with people in person. It's the longest running show in the state. This show dates back to 1940.
Yeah.
So we've got a tremendous legacy there. People can still come to the show at the State Fair Park now in West Dallas and see the latest gear and hear experts speak on topics and walk around with the family and friends, and who knows what they might find in those aisles. For me, it's just a tremendous melding of outdoors experiences and opportunities.
It certainly is, and we both said 80-plus years, and I've been going there for half of those years. You know, some people think I've been there the whole time, but no. and it used to be downtown at Mecca. It's had several venues, and the new producers, and we say new, they've been doing this show now for, this is their third year, I believe. They're working hard to bring back the feeling that you describe of the old days of the sports show. How are they doing?
Well, I think they're doing great. For me, I'm excited by the offerings that the show has. This is a unique show in 2024, Dan. There used to be a lot of shows that were multi-shows. It's got travel elements, it's got seminars, it's got vendors, it's got support from companies like Mercury Marine. You can see the latest, you know, technology and outboard and other engines. And you have entertainment with the Lumberjack Show, and many of the cooking demonstrations are very entertaining. And you can also participate.
Yeah.
You can enter. Westtown Archery has a multitude of archery competitions. You can enter your dog in the fastest retriever race. You can climb on the rock wall. You can learn to tie a fly and cast rods. And you can fish for trout and take the trout home. I remember as a kid in Racine County, there really weren't trout fishing opportunities at that time. And when I went to the sports show, it was the first time I ever fished for trout in my life.
Uh-huh.
Any case, the trout pond is there. So this show spans all of that. And these used to be more common, but really this one now is one of the last. And it's, as we said earlier, it's the longest running. Those elements are all still there, so I give a tip of the cap to the organizers of the show, and I hope people do turn out this year and get a chance to say hello.
Absolutely. You mentioned catching your first trout at the trout pond. I think that's kind of a rite of passage for a lot of young people, and there will be a chance for, of course, the kids can be there any day, but I think Sunday is Kids Day. We talked last week with Debbie Pripke. She talked about Greg Karch's seminars. He's giving away some fishing tackle to the first 75 kids who come to his seminars. So lots of things for families.
Sunday, all Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts in uniform are admitted free. And Greg Karch's seminars are just fantastic. If there are parents out there who don't consider themselves experts at angling instruction and they have kids or other young ones in their neighborhood, perhaps they know that they'd like to bring Greg seminars are the place to bring them.
He's
fantastic at teaching the basics of fishing, and he also, as you mentioned, that his seminars he gives away pre-gear, so it's really a great opportunity.
It is. You and I know, because we've done this many, many years, it can be an exhausting experience to spend all day, especially if you've got kids in tow. What's the best way to see the whole show without knocking yourself out, so to speak?
I would say, Dan, if somebody could devote a couple of hours, 3-4 hours, they could see the show. Of course, it all depends on personal preferences, but also, Saturday is traditionally the busiest day.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there on Saturdays when it's actually hard to navigate the show because the aisles have been so full. If people can come on an off day, that would be one of my recommendations, is try to see things on an off day. But I would also suggest that people go to the show's website and look it over for the seminars and other appearances at the show, because there might be something there that they really want to see more than any other. That would be my number one recommendation. If they want to see Pete Mayna, for instance, Northern Wisconsin fishing expert, seen often on fishing television shows, and he's going to be at the show, and they can find out the date and time, and then they can time their visit to see him and the other big names that are at the show. So go to the show website and review the appearances, and then maybe pick a day. But there's places to sit, Dan, tables and chairs. So if you got tired and you wanted to grab a little bit to eat and then sit down and take a break, you can certainly do it there. You can take a seat and watch some of the presentations. There's going to be the hog trough again, which is a big tank with fish in it. You can watch fishermen give their presentations and make casts into the school of fish. You can take a load off and come over to the Dan Small area and pull up a chair and watch some of the Trout Unlimited people tie flies.
Absolutely.
If you wanted to take a break doing that. So there are opportunities to save some energy while you're walking around. I hope people do come, and the thought of getting exhausted doesn't keep them away, but come on out and see some people in real life and enjoy your time at the show.
Well, Paul, thanks so much for sharing that advice, and I look forward to seeing you at the show, and I hope you can make it to our fundraiser and roast on Wednesday night before the show. We talk about that each week on the show here. I know you've got a trip to Clam Lake planned, so maybe you'll have a story to share about that if you do that and come back.
Thank you so much, Dan. That was great to be on the show.
All right, thank you. We will see you soon. That was Paul Smith, folks. He is the Journal Sentinel Outdoors editor, and we were talking about the 83rd annual Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show coming up March 7th through 10th. You can learn about everything we've talked about, as we mentioned, on the website jssportsshow.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Step into a timeless journey at Fraser's Mercantile, a gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin. Since its inception in 1911, this haven preserves history within its antique hardwood floors and steel ceilings. Unearth treasures as you explore aisles adorned with discounted groceries, a curated selection of liquor, and a nostalgic array of vintage penny candies. Embrace quality and affordability as you discover discounted brand name outdoor workwear, adding functionality to your adventures. Let Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, be your portal to the past, where exceptional finds await at every turn.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, a mostly cloudy sky, breezy south winds up around 30 miles per hour, highs in the lower 60s. There will be a slight chance of rain in the mid to late afternoon. That rain chance carries over into your Sunday night. Mostly cloudy, lower 30s, currently 38 degrees.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Wisconsin's spring turkey season is just around the corner. Most turkey hunters have been at it for at least a few years, but every year there are new hunters joining the ranks, and really safety should be every hunter's first concern. Joining us now from Wausau to talk about hunting safety, especially as it pertains to turkey hunting, is Wisconsin DNR Recreation Warden Joe Mulrooney. Joe, welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You bet. What exactly are the duties of a recreation warden?
So our recreation warden team consists of 10 members throughout the state, and what we do is we investigate hunting incidents, so shootings, things like that that happen while hunting. And we also investigate recreational vehicle crashes related to ATVs, snowmobiles, boats. And we also do education outreach. We talk with other law enforcement agencies, youth groups, user groups, work with municipalities, things like that, to improve safety systems out there on the trails and out in the woods.
Okay. Is there special training for this job, or how did you choose this job?
So I chose this job because I've always been interested in recreational vehicles, but I'm also interested in the woods and being outside and working with hunters and fishermen. So as far as training is concerned, we have extra training in recreational vehicle investigation as it applies to crashes, you know, the physics behind crashes and why crashes happen, how to look at a crash scene or a hunting incident scene and put the pieces together to figure out how it happened. So some of us will travel across the country to go to specialized trainings so that we can investigate those types of things and essentially figure out what happened and why, and if there's any sort of repercussions behind that.
Okay. Now, I don't have the exact statistics in front of me here, but I seem to recall that snowmobile incidents, maybe not this year because of lack of snow, but ATV and recreational vehicle incidents in general have been on the increase. Is that true?
Yes, and I don't have the numbers in front of me either, but I can tell you that especially over the past 5 years when ATV use on our roadways has drastically increased, UTVs are now on our landscape and they're ever-changing, that yes, accidents involving ATVs and UTVs has significantly increased, particularly over the last 5 years for those reasons.
Okay. And before, we will get to turkeys here in just a minute, but what cause, other than increased use and use on roadways, what other factors are involved that have led to that increase?
Alcohol is a factor in a lot of them, not all of them, but quite a bit. Inexperienced riding is a big thing. A lot of ATVs and UTVs are designed to be driven off of highways with tires designed to grip mud and roots and rocks, not hard pavement. So they handle differently than cars on the roads. Not wearing helmets and appropriate safety gear, out riding your limitations as a rider, those are usually the causes of those injuries and deaths and those crashes.
Okay. Well, let's switch to hunting and specifically turkey hunting now. What kinds of incidents have you been investigating in your career regarding turkey hunting?
It seems like every year we have one or two hunting incidents involving turkey hunting. It always boils down to those four firearm rules, tab K. You know, we treat every firearm as if they're loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. You've probably heard these so many times now.
Yeah.
Be certain of your target. What's beyond it? Keep your finger outside the trigger guard until you're ready to shoot. Almost every incident has at least one of those factors involved. Another thing that I've seen a couple of times now is where somebody in the woods is wearing a color like red, white, or blue, like a turkey head.
Yep.
And they get mistaken for a turkey. Those things do happen, believe it or not. So that's why it's important for hunters to follow those rules. Think before you shoot, and it's also important for anyone out in the woods to be mindful that turkey hunting season is going and to wear the appropriate gear.
But turkey hunters wear camouflage. We don't see each other as readily as deer hunters do.
Not only do we not see each other, you throw in other dynamics such as hunting public land when you don't know how many people are out there, where they are, and things like that. Even on private land, people cross property lines all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we just don't know what's out there. We got to be mindful of that.
What should someone do if they are injured or if they witness an injury or even cause an injury or an accident?
When these things happen, it's best to call your local law enforcement agency, and the best phone number to do that is 911. We all know that number. It's easy to do. And the person answering that call on the other line is going to be able to send you the right resources. They'll be able to contact us at the DNR, the local law enforcement agency, medical responders if necessary, and we'll be able to get people the medical attention that they need and also start the investigation process.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned some of the types of crashes that happen. What are the most common incidents you have investigated as far as turkey hunting is concerned?
It's people being mistaken for a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
It's people shooting at a turkey, not knowing where another hunter is.
Mm-hmm.
So when people go hunting with others and they split up, that really brings forth the notion that you have to know what's behind your target. If your hunting partner is right in line with that turkey and you fire without checking to see what's beyond, especially when we're wearing camouflage, then we may shoot our hunting partner unknowingly. So we have seen that. It's not all that uncommon. And again, it all boils down to those four firearm rules.
Yeah. If you can tell us, what is the strangest incident you've investigated? Maybe a humorous one that really wasn't as critical or somebody wasn't injured.
I can remember one where someone was wearing some clothing. I think it was on a shirt. It had a red, white, and blue like a flag.
Oh.
And they were walking on some private property. A neighboring private property owner was also hunting their private property. They didn't know each other were there, and the hunter thought that was a turkey. They saw that red, white, and blue. They get excited. Tunnel vision sets in. All of us turkey hunters know that feeling, and they shot and injured the person.
Ooh.
Fortunately, in that case, they were okay. But it doesn't always turn out that way.
Yeah, for sure. Well, how has this ATV season been? The snowmobile season is pretty much over, if it ever began, really.
Snowmobile season was rough for those snowmobile enthusiasts. There's no doubt about that. I think some places in the southern part of the state got a few days. But ATV season is always alive. It's a 365-day-a-year event, especially with almost all the roadways in rural Wisconsin open to their use. That's always going on. There's always incidents to investigate and people to educate on these things. So ATV season is doing well.
Uh-huh. Okay. And, of course, it's required of young ATV riders to be certified, similar to hunter certification, right?
Yes. Anybody born on or after January 1, 1988 is required to have taken an ATV safety course recognized by our state. It can be from another state, too. And then have that safety certificate with them while they're out riding.
So it's not just kids, it's people in their 30s now.
Yes.
Do you find that parents are sometimes attending these courses along with the kids? I've seen that with hunter education courses.
Yeah, sometimes they do. Probably less than half. But at times, parents will sit in with them. And, you know, I think it's good for the kids to see that their parents are involved and reinforce some of those safety points.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Joe, we're going to let you go here, but we hope you have a safe season. And, of course, that's your job to make sure everybody else does or to find out what happens if they didn't. And we hope you get some time off yourself to do a little turkey hunting this spring.
Yes, I hope so, too.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Joe Mulrooney is a recreation warden for the Wisconsin DNR. He's located in Wausau. And as he mentioned, if you're involved in any kind of an incident where someone is injured or there's an accident or you witness one, the best thing to do is to call 911 and the right people will respond to that. Learn more about hunter education, about ATV education on the DNR website as well. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
If you're a muskie angler, you gotta come to the Wisconsin Muskie Expo March 15, 16, and 17 at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center, Wausau. Catch seminars by Rich Reinert, Jeff Van Remortel, Mike Keyes, and other experts. Check out the latest tackle by the top manufacturers. Meet guides and resorts that cater to your passion. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 15, 16, and 17 in Wausau. WIMuskieExpo.com. That's Muskie with a Y.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking our picturesque trails to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For your Sunday, a mostly cloudy sky, breezy south winds up around 30 miles per hour, highs in the lower 60s. There will be a slight chance of rain in the mid to late afternoon. That rain chance carries over into your Sunday night. Mostly cloudy, lower 30s, currently 38 degrees.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is Christine Tanzer. She's been on the show before. She's the Field Trip Program Director for the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Their website is wisconservation.org. And she's been coordinating the Natural Resource Foundation's Field Trip Program since 1997, with over 3,000 trips already logged. And she's helped tens of thousands of people explore Wisconsin's special places. Christine, thanks for joining us again, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thanks for having me again. This is going to be a great year. We are a statewide nonprofit. It was started in 1986. Our mission is to protect Wisconsin's lands, waters, and wildlife by providing funding, leading partnerships, and connecting all people to nature.
Yes, we talked with your executive director, David Clutter, recently and got kind of an overview and a look at the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. But now you're in charge of the Field Trip Program. Tell us a little bit about it and how it works.
It's going to be our 31st season this year. And this year we have 275 trips throughout the state in 68 counties. And that gives us spaces for over 6,000 people to get out in the field.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, you know, Wisconsin, it's an amazing place. There's so many things to see and so many places to explore. And our trips are a way for people to get out in the field, but not only just get out, but get out with experts and really learn about and connect directly with the wildlife and the wildlands that they're seeing. I mean, even just reading, we have this 75-page guidebook, and if you just look at all the different field trips that we have, you can see, just get a great sense of the unique diversity of Wisconsin and all that it offers. Our field trips provide these experiences also that you wouldn't necessarily have access to, either the lands that and properties that are often closed to the public that we have access to, but then also particular experiences like bird banding and just being able to be in depth with different species. And a lot of them are led by DNR professionals, so it's a great way for them to show off the species they work with and the places and the lands that they manage.
So there's a lot of appeal here. You've touched on some of it, places that I might not have access to because they're private or because they're special areas, opportunities to witness bird banding and other things. Who attends these trips typically?
A lot of kids get outdoors with schools, et cetera, maybe go out to camp, but adults love a field trip too. We need the opportunity to get outdoors and really connect with nature. Most of our field trips are geared for adults and lifelong learners and people who have a sense of curiosity that they keep throughout their lifetime. You could go out and hike and paddle yourself, but it makes it richer when you can get out and learn in depth about the ecology, the plants, the animals, the insects, birds, fish, reptiles, how the land was managed and everything. It just makes it a richer experience when you're outdoors. About 80% are for adults and lifelong learners. Now, of course, it is really important for kids to get outdoors and have these meaningful connections with nature. That's the next generation. So that is an important thing. So about 25% of our field trips in the lineup are family-friendly. They're great to get out. Bring your kids, your grandkids along. In the book, we list the recommended ages if they are a family-friendly trip. And kids do need to attend along with an adult. So it is a great way to be outdoors and to get together and learn together and have a meaningful outdoor experience.
Do you have to be a member of the foundation to attend?
Yes. To register for the trips, you do need to be a member of the foundation. We are a nonprofit, like I said. To be a member is a donation of $35 or more, but then you can bring those kids along with you and other guests.
Okay, and are there fees for the trips in addition to your membership?
Yes, the base price is $18, and some of them are fundraisers for conservation, so there are some that are more than that. Others might also be more than that because they will include the canoe or kayak or the gear that you're going to be using on the trip. They average around $25 per person.
Still, that's very reasonable for a day in the field with an expert. So who are the leaders of these trips? You mentioned DNR.
Yeah, I think that is the key. Our trips are led by top-notch naturalists. And many of them are DNR professionals, as you said. They're also private landowners and experts from other nonprofits, nature centers, rehabbers. There's like 140 partners that we have to lead the field trips. They also run a range of physical demand, I should add, too. 26 of them are wheelchair accessible, and they range from that to easy to moderate hikes to rugged off-trail hikes. Each trip we rate on a scale of 1 to 5, so you kind of know beforehand what you're getting into. And as far as experiences, there's paddling, hiking, pontoon boating, biking, and topics range from wildlife to stream ecology, bird banding, butterflies, freshwater mussels, state natural areas. It's pretty extensive, the list that we have. With 275 field trips, we hit pretty much everything in Wisconsin and about 68 counties this year. We start the season with prairie chicken lekking in the spring, and we end it with a car caravan trip down the Mississippi to see fall migrating waterfowl.
Wow, okay. Well, you mentioned a couple of activities and topics. Are there some particular trips you're looking forward to?
Yeah, well, there's so many good ones, it's really hard to choose. But because of popular demand, many people like the foraging trips to get out and explore edible food. So we have a few more of those. We have growing mushrooms, and we have two new trips that are about dragonfly ID in two different parts of the state. One near Black River Falls and the other near the Wolf River. But there's one trip in particular that I'm really looking forward to. It's really something special. It's a day-long exploration of the McCann River in Marquette County. Have you been there before?
I have.
Do you know where I'm?
Yes,
you
I have.
You have? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Southwest of Wautoma. This trip is on June 8th. There's two adjacent private landowners who have between them more than 40 acres, and they both have done extensive restoration of their prairies and savannas. And what makes this particular property really special is both of them have a lot of lupin on their prairies and savannas, so they have a great habitat for the federally endangered Carnaroo butterfly. If you hit it at the right time, you could see just hundreds and hundreds of Carnaroo butterflies there landing on the lupin flowers. But then you go, there's more. You go to a trout stream that goes through the land, and the biologist there electroshocks the stream. And I'm sure you've seen that before, haven't you?
Yes, I have seen that. It's exciting. When I lived up in Bayfield County, we had lupins. There are a lot of lupins growing along the roadsides up there. And we saw Carnaroos, not in the numbers you're talking about.
Yeah, they're amazing. These little butterflies are like the size of your thumbnail. But they're just gorgeous. So amazing. So they're electroshocking, so they shock the stream, which if people don't know what that means, they put a current of electricity into the water. You stand out on the shore, but the biologist goes in and puts electricity into the water, and the fish that are in the stream get stunned, and they bubble up to the surface. So you get to see the variety and the amount of fish in the water. When I look at a stream, I know there's fish in there, but to see how many there are, as a fisherwoman myself, it's kind of daunting to me to think about how many that there are in there that I'm not catching.
Right.
Also, the Ice Age Trail goes right along these properties as well. It's just a really special place.
Very nice. Well, how can people learn more and register for these trips?
You can learn more on our website, wisconservation.org, wisconservation.org. Registration opens on April 4th. So become a member before then, and we will send you our guidebook in the mail. Again, it's like a 74-page guidebook. And you can go ahead and register on April 4th at noon. Trips do fill somewhat quickly, so make sure to have a lot of choices in mind when you go to register.
Very good. Well, Christine, we are about out of time, and I know we're going to talk with someone else from the foundation about the Birdathon that's coming up soon, too. So we will save that information for the next interview. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Dan. Nice to talk to you.
You're welcome, Christine. Christine Tanzer is the director of the Field Trip Program for the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. You can learn more about the trips she mentioned and all 275 of them on their website at wisconservation.org. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Attention future hunters, hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
If you're a muskie angler, you gotta come to the Wisconsin Muskie Expo March 15, 16, and 17 at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center, Wausau. Catch seminars by Rich Reinert, Jeff Van Remortel, Mike Keyes, and other experts. Check out the latest tackle by the top manufacturers. Meet guides and resorts that cater to your passion. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 15, 16, and 17 in Wausau. WIMuskieExpo.com. That's muskie with a Y.
Hey Wisconsin, pro angler John Cruz here, and I'm excited to be appearing at this year's Milwaukee Sports Show presented by Mercury Marine with support from Usingers and Bush. Join me and other experts as we guide you on the latest in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Explore exhibitors, demos, contests, and more. Don't miss the sports show from March 7th to 10th. Get your tickets at jssportshow.com and businesses reach area outdoor enthusiasts by exhibiting. See you there.
Fort Dodge, Iowa, outdoor and entertainment adventures are awaiting you. Discover Iowa's largest off-highway vehicle park, Gypsum City OHV Park, with 60 miles of trails, mudding areas, tracks, and an obstacle course. The area also boasts water, paved mountain bike, and equestrian trails. Head into town to enjoy public art and studios, an orchard, aquatic center, and family entertainment venue. Fill up with excellent Korean cuisine, pizza, ice cream, craft beer, or local wines. For more information, visit DodgeTheOrdinary.com.
It's better than ever. Over 350 booths and 25 seminars at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, February 23rd through the 25th at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores, plus dozens of boat dealers. Kids' activities include trout pond, casting competitions, bow fishing, kids' bingo, and more. Prize patrol giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Daiwa, Don's Marine, Blackfish, and Lucas. Soil.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/spring.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have more than 100 boats on display, and they're holding their annual in-house boat show next week, actually the same weekend as the Milwaukee Sports Show, March 6th through the 10th at Cedar Lake Sales. Check their website for details. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 22nd through the 24th at Kalahari Resort in the Dells. OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Well, if you can't get our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin where you live right now, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And the last several years of our Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV specials are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed any dates, websites, or phone numbers, or information we've provided today, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio.